determined. Like a good, defiant girl, I had the heart of a star dragon. But I also had the body of a 7-year-old, so I missed by a good half meter. A strong hand seized me before I could fall too far. My father chuckled, holding me by the back of my jumpsuit, which I'd painted with markers to look like his flight suit. I had even drawn a pin on the left over my heart, like the one he wore, the pin that marked him as a pilot. It was in the shape of a small starfighter with lines underneath. Father pulled me onto the rock beside him, then reached out with his free hand and activated his light line. The device looked like a metal bracelet, but once he engaged it by tapping 2 fingers against his palm, the band glowed with a bright, molten light. He touched a stone above, and when he drew his hand back, it left a thick line of light like a shining rope fixed to the rock. He wrapped the other end around me so it fit snugly under my arms, then detached it from his bracelet. The glow there faded, but the luminescent rope remained in place, attaching me to the rocks. I'd always thought light lines should burn to the touch, but it was just warm, like a hug.
"Okay, Spin," he said, using my nickname. "Try it again."
"I don't need this," I said, plucking at the safety rope.
Humor a frightened father.
"Frightened? You aren't frightened of anything. You fight the Krell." He laughed.
"I'd rather face 100 Krell ships than your mother on the day I bring you home with a broken arm, little one."
"I'm not little. And if I break my arm, you can leave me here until I heal. I'll fight the beasts of the caverns and become feral and wear their skins and..."
"Climb," he said, still grinning. "You can fight the beasts of the caverns another time, though I think the only ones you'd find have long tails and buck teeth."
I had to admit, the light line was helpful. I could pull against it to brace myself. We reached the crack, and my father pushed me up first. I grabbed the rim and scrambled out of the caverns, stepping onto the surface for the first time in my life. It was so open. I gaped, standing there, looking up at nothing, just upness. No ceiling, no walls. I'd always imagined the surface as a really, really big cavern, but it was so much more and so much less all at once. Wow. My father heaved himself up after me and dusted the dirt from his flight suit. I glanced at him, then back up at the sky. I grinned widely.
"Not frightened?"
he asked. I glared at him.
"Sorry," he said with a chuckle. "Wrong word. It's just that a lot of people find the sky intimidating, Spencer."
"It's beautiful," I whispered, staring up at that vast nothingness, air that extended up into an infinite grayness, fading to black. The surface was still brighter than I'd imagined. Our planet, Detritus, was protected by several enormous layers of ancient space debris. Junk that was way up high, outside the air, in space. Wrecked space stations, massive metal shields, old chunks of metal big as mountains. There were many layers of it, kind of like broken shells around the planet. We hadn't built any of that. We'd crashed on this planet when my grandmother was a girl, and this stuff had been ancient then. Still, some of it worked. For example, the bottom layer, the one closest to the planet, had enormous glowing rectangles in it. I'd heard of those. Skylights. Enormous floating lights that gave illumination and warmth to the planet. There was supposed to be a lot of littler bits of junk up there too, particularly in the lowest layer. I squinted, trying to see if I could pick any of that out. But space was too far away. Other than the 2 nearby skylights, neither of which was directly above us, the only things I could see were some vague patterns up there in the grayness, lighter chunks and darker chunks.
"The Krell live up there?" I asked. "Beyond the debris field?"
"Yes,"
Father said.
"They fly down through the gaps in the layers to attack."
"How do they find us?" I asked. "There's so much room up here."
The world